Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. It has been a wild 48 hours with a couple of pictures going around of prominent hookers talking to other clubs, and it sort of sent social media into a bit of a spin. So thought I'd just give my take on these. Obviously the two guys we're touching on is Reid Marnie and Brandon Smith, the Cheese. With the Cheese, we obviously dropped that podcast this morning with Isaac John. He has just signed on as an ambassador at YKTR, brand ambassador. So a really good interview there, talking also about crypto and the metaverse and that sort of stuff and how it's going to meet with the NRL. Chat that was a little bit over my head, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't exactly understand everything Isaac's talking about, but that he explained it, it all sort of made sense to me at the end, to be honest with you. So something really exciting to look forward to in the future. But Brandon Smith, he's at the Melbourne Storm right now. There was a picture that was leaked the other day of him shaking hands with some Gold Coast Titans officials. I believe it might have been Anthony Lafranchi. Had a quick look at it. A lot of people pointed out it was the double handshake. I think the Hello Sport boys have pointed out that seems to be more of a negative sort of thing than a positive thing. It's sort of an apologetic handshake. But I think that's reading into it a little bit too much. Look, people are saying that Brandon Smith, he will sign with the Titans because they saw him shaking hands. Look, the reality is that a guy like Brandon Smith, there's going to be 16 NRL clubs that want to sign him coming off his next contract. Yeah, there is no doubt about that whatsoever. He is a top 10 player in our league, in my opinion. He is a very marketable guy. He's a guy that you can slap on your billboards. He can be your main social media guy. To be perfectly honest with you, every single club should be having lunch with Brandon Smith. They should all be talking to him. Yeah, even clubs that have a really good hooker, you could play him at 13. Teams that have a really good 13, you could play him at 9. He's the sort of guy you just want at your club. I take it back, there shouldn't be 16 NRL clubs. There should be 17, including the Dolphins. So everyone should be having lunch with Brandon Smith. Now, because there's a picture of him shaking hands with the Gold Coast Titans, does that mean he's going there? I mean, I think that's a really, really long straw there, to be honest with you. If you were to go to lunch, if I was to take you out to lunch, if we were to go and grab a feed tomorrow and talk about whatever's going on, you know what we're going to do at the end of lunch? We're going to shake hands. Yeah, I wouldn't be putting too much emphasis on Brandon Smith shaking hands with an official from another club as a contract, as a deal at the end of lunch, which you would assume the Titans would have brought for him. He would have said thank you. There would have been a shaking of hands there. I really don't think it's as much of a big deal. I think Brandon Smith probably has already had a handful of these lunches with other clubs. He's probably going to have a handful more of these lunches over the next few weeks. So for me, I wouldn't look too far into this one. I'm not saying Brandon Smith won't end up at the Gold Coast Titans. I think that'd be a good little club for him to land at. They've obviously cleared the deck a little bit, letting go of a few guys. They don't have much experience in the spine as well, so getting a guy like Brandon Smith would be sensational. He would really fit in with that Gold Coast Titans sort of vibe up there as well. He'd be great on their social media accounts, which they've always done a pretty good job at, to be honest with you. He's got the Budgie Smugglers, very, very Gold Coast. So I think Brandon Smith would be a good little fit. You get, you know, any team that gets Brandon Smith, that club, they improve on and off the field straight away. But I wouldn't say that Brandon Smith is definitely going to the Gold Coast Titans because he had lunch with them and then he shook their hands and there was a photo of them shaking hands. Pretty stock standard procedure to shake hands with someone after they buy you lunch. So don't read into it too much. Titans could get him, no doubt about that, but I wouldn't dive too heavily into this one like I've seen a lot of people on social media. I must have got sent this picture 45 times, people saying he's going to be at the Gold Coast. just calm your farm there. Yeah, let's just see how it plays out over the next few weeks. Plenty more lunches, plenty more Brandon Smith handshakes going around just quietly. The other one was Reid Marnie. Now, this one's a little bit more interesting to me. Reid Marnie comes through at the Parramatta Eels. I believe he actually came from the country, and I believe he actually was at Canterbury originally. I could be wrong, but I think that he always wanted to be a Bulldogs player, and they sort of let him go. I might have my narratives mixed up. I haven't done much research on that. That's just off the dome from my knowledge. But Reid Marnie's been at the Parramatta Eels this year. He was incredible. He took his game to a new level. I've said on the podcast a number of times, I thought he was a very meat and potatoes hooker. Thought he had a really crisp pass, got one of the best passes in rugby league. But as far as his running game and his attacking game, up until this season, I didn't really think he was going to be an exceptional hooker. Injury probably cost him an Origin debut this year. He obviously was in the Queensland Maroons system. Got sent back to Clubland for the weekend and got injured. So devastating for Reid Marnie. He was one of the premier hookers in rugby league in 2021. So big season for Reid, big season for Parramatta. Just as Parramatta look to maybe have taken that next step of being relevant to being premiership contenders, this would be a remarkable fall from grace. If Reid Marnie walks out of this building and they don't have a nine, for me, everything changes. We saw Ray Stone come in there at the end of last season, did well, wasn't unbelievable, isn't an 80-minute hooker in my opinion. I think he's a very good footballer, Ray Stone, but I don't think he's an 80-minute hooker. I don't think you want to replace Reid Marnie with him. You look then on the market, you got to find another hooker somewhere. You don't want to spend overs because if they let Reid Marnie go, that means that they're obviously trying to keep, you know, Moses, Dill Brown, Clint Gutherson, those other key guys. So you probably don't want to spend big money in the hooker role, but they're a team that can win a premiership now, so they need to find a decent nine. So going to be very interesting moving forward. If Reid Marnie does leave, it will be devastating for the Parramatta Eels. He was pictured yesterday having lunch with Trent Barrett at the Canterbury Bulldogs staff. This one I think is probably a little bit more likely or a little bit more assured than Reid Marnie going to the Parramatta Eels. Some people don't read too much into this stuff, but for me, I do a little bit, to be honest with you, and maybe that's a little bit over the top. Maybe I'm getting carried away, but the thing that stood out to me more, as I said, Brandon Smith is going to have a heap of lunches over the next few weeks. Reid Marnie, he had lunch with the Canterbury Bulldogs. For me, though, the thing that stood out was that he was then following Canterbury on Instagram. Now, as I said, some people think that sort of shit doesn't matter, but Reid Marnie is playing for the Parramatta Eels at the moment. He is only following two NRL clubs on Instagram. One is the Parramatta Eels. The other one is the Canterbury Bulldogs. I don't have it down as fact, but dare I say that 6 or 8 weeks ago, he probably wasn't following the Canterbury Bulldogs. Players don't tend to follow Instagrams that are not theirs, unless they're former clubs, like an Adam Reynolds. I'm sure he will follow a South Sydney Rabbitohs, but I'm sure he's not following the Sydney Roosters, for example, or any other club, essentially. So for Reid Marnie to be following.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The Canterbury Bulldogs on Instagram, that maybe says something to me, to be honest with you. He's obviously gone to the effort to follow them. There must be a reason for that. And I just, there's nothing for Reid Marnie to gain out of doing that, because you know that people are going to notice. I already had, you know, 25 odd people send me a picture of his following list. I went and checked it myself. Canterbury is there. There's nothing for Reid Marnie to gain out of this outside of Parramatta Eels fans going, what the fuck? Why are you following a different club? That's one of our arch rivals, by the way. We've hated this club since the 1980s. Why on earth would one of our leaders, one of the true leaders in our team, why on earth would he be following the Canterbury Bulldogs on Instagram? So not really much for Reid to gain out of this. If he's not going there, there are only negatives to come out of this. People, if he stays at Parramatta, people are like, why was he following Canterbury? Why was he doing that? Even if he was a fan of them as a kid or whatever it might be, you are contracted to the Parramatta Eels. You are all in on the Parramatta Eels. So a really interesting one. I probably think Reid Marnie, he is closer to signing with Canterbury than what Brandon Smith is to signing with the Gold Coast Titans. I sort of think Brandon Smith will probably end up in Sydney, to be perfectly honest with you. I think he's a smart guy. He makes smart movements. You listen to Isaac John talk about him. He's got a very close relationship with him, obviously. I think he'll end up in Sydney somewhere. Where that is, I'm not too sure. Or he'll stay in Melbourne. I think that'll be another really good move for him as well. Isaac did mention to me the other day that YKTR are looking to expand to New Zealand and to Melbourne as well. So if Brandon Smith was to stay there, that would make sense. But the Reid Marnie one, having lunch with Trent Barrett, then following Canterbury on Instagram, that's reasonably telling to me. I've sort of got a feeling that Reid Marnie will end up there next year, which, as I said, devastating for the Parramatta Eels. They're going to have to go out and find a new nine before the season starts. For Canterbury, though, this is massive. This is huge. To get Reid Marnie in at nine, I know you've got Jeremy Marshall-King, and he's a really good player, but I would rather have Reid Marnie, let's be perfectly honest here. And it just adds a little bit extra to their spine. He's a guy that has played finals footy. He's experienced. He's on the brink of playing State of Origin. You add him to that spine of Flanagan, Burton. Burton's, you know, a premiership winner. I understand that. He's played 30-odd first-grade games, mainly at centre. He's a very good player, no doubt about it, but it's going to be hard for him coming into this new system where, at the Panthers, he was a role player. He was the icing on the cake. Now at Canterbury, he's the cake. He's never been the cake before, so that's a big test for Matty Burton. It's going to take time. It's a very different system. It's very different coaching. The class of players around him is very different. All you have to do is look at the seven jersey. You've got a Clive Churchill medalist, premiership winner. He would have been a kangaroo if it wasn't for COVID, Nathan Cleary, compared to Kyle Flanagan, who Canterbury decided we didn't want him to be our halfback during last year that won the Wooden Spoon. So vastly different situation. You look at Canterbury, Jeremy Marshall-King is their hooker, solid player compared to Api Kurosawa, not even in the same ballpark. Just across the whole park, it's a very different football side, very different football system. It's not going to be easy. Matt Burton is going to take time to transition into this side. To get a premier hooker in the game who has played finals footy, he's played in big games, I think this would be sensational for them. A big needle mover for Canterbury. You'd have to think that would have to be their last signing. Surely they can't have much more coin left in this salary cap. So I think getting Reid Marnie would be sensational for the Bulldogs. I think Titans getting Brandon Smith would be a fantastic signing, as it would be for any other club. I'm not convinced that a handshake between Brandon Smith and Titans management as he leaves lunch that they more than likely paid for means that he's going to the Titans. I'm not really buying into that. Reid Marnie having lunch with Canterbury holds the same sort of value as Brandon Smith having lunch at the Titans. Obviously something he's considering, he's looking into. It's the following on Instagram that sort of stands out to me. And as I said, people might not read into that sort of stuff, but I think more and more in the modern day, you probably need to. That's part of your identity. That's part of your brand. That's part of what people see. It's how you express yourself, who you're following, who you're not. So I think it's something to look into. I wouldn't be shocked if Reid Marnie does end up at the Canterbury Bulldogs, but Brandon Smith to the Titans, I can't say I'm completely convinced.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.